Talking About Practice is on the way, Chico's only locally produced sports talk radio show. Before we get into the show, we want to thank some of our underwriters, longtime supporter of the show, North Rim Adventure Sports, offering bicycle sales and rentals, cycling apparel and equipment, and a bicycle service shop. North Rim Adventure Sports features Trek Bicycles, USA, and other brands at 178 East 2nd Street in downtown Chico and at northrimadventure.com. So if you love sports, you're in the right place. Actually, you're not. You should be watching the tourney. You know what you should be doing? You should be watching the tourney, but listening to us in the background. So shouts to you if that's what you're doing.
I mean, let's face it, nowadays we're just... The background noise happens. That's background noise half the time the TV is, you know?
Yeah, no doubt.
You guys have just got stuff going on. So much stimulus going on in your life. So
yeah.
We want to be part of that.
Yeah, we want to be part of your stimuli.
I want to be part of your stimmy, baby.
All right, with no further ado, ladies and gentlemen, Talking About Practice starts right now. Right now.
We're talking about practice. Not a game, not a game, not a game. We talking about practice. It's easy to sum it up when you just talk about practice. I mean, listen, we talking about practice. I mean, how silly is that, man? We talking about practice. We're talking about practice, man.
That's right. We are talking about practice. Chico's only locally produced sports talk radio show. I'm your co-host, Jarrell Gilbert. Alongside me, as always, my partner in crime, co-creator of the show, Derek Isomaki.
Yo, what's good, party people?
And of course, we brought our resident degenerate, Rudy Vasquez.
What's up?
He's hating life right now, man. It's degenerate season right now.
Yeah, it is degenerate season. You're deep in the phone. You're just counting how much money you're up or down. Or,
I mean, to be honest, I'm not really betting that much in the tourney because I've lost a ton of money in the past. So,
all right. Well, you learned something. That's great. Yeah. That doesn't do anything for our show, though.
Say, really just like degenerate. You just throw out there. It's like you're actually not a degenerate anymore.
Yeah,
you're actually like a responsible human being.
Yeah, I am. Trust me.
Yeah,
I am.
We don't want the responsible, Rudy.
No. When you're betting horses in Australia and Dubai, that's when you're...
What about camel? Camel racing? Do some camel racing?
No.
Okay.
You haven't stooped to that yet.
Yeah, not yet.
But I guess, I mean, you just need a quick buck every once in a while, you know?
Better
than jerking off.
I don't know what to do with that, and I don't know how to transition.
You can introduce Willie
G
right now.
But we welcome our good friend... Will.
Sliding in.
Tomasini, the real Italian.
What's up, everyone?
All right. Well, kind of a rough start there, but hey, we're here, everyone. Thank you for rocking with us. We want to, before we get into the proceedings, we have a lot of sports to talk about. The tourney's obviously going on. We got a LeBron injury, all sorts of stuff, some NFL action to get to, some soccer action.
I do want to take the listeners behind the scenes just a quick minute right now because Jarrell usually sets up our rundown for the show. He does a great job with it. But today in particular, he created like the longest rundown I think I've ever seen in my life, which is very... ambitious of you because
we're
not. I mean, we go through half of this. Like half of this is usually what a rundown's like, and we don't get through half of that. So, I just want to give listeners shouts to Jarrell and the work you put in behind the show. And I'm sorry, I'm going to derail it for you.
Oh yeah, no, we could have already got through the first topic.
Yeah, no, we could have. No, but now we're not going to because I had to talk about Genie for a second.
No doubt. So, like Derek just said, we do have a lot to get to. Make sure you follow us on Instagram, TBP, not a game. Follow us, we'll follow you back. And download the pod, Talking About Practice, wherever you get your pods. But I did want to start the show with some sad news. Elgin Baylor passed today. Lakers legend.
RIP.
8-time finals appearances. And I put the stat in here, or I guess stat, fact, however you want to phrase this, because I thought this was just so interesting and indicative of different times. In the 61-62 season, Elgin Baylor averaged 38 points, 19 boards, and 5 assists. While on active duty with the Army, he played for the Lakers on the weekends.
That's awesome.
Elgin Baylor, probably the best to never win a championship, I think, in that. And here's the thing. That 71-72 season, which he retired, he was part of that Lakers team that technically did win the championship with Jerry West and Wilt Chamberlain. But when that season was going on, he was realizing he was no longer up to what Elgin Baylor's standards are.
And
so he removed himself from the team.
He literally retired
mid-season because he was like, I can't play this anymore. I can't do this. This is, if I'm not at that standard anymore, I can't play. So shouts to the guy knowing when to quit, but at the same point in time, you could have gotten that ring still, dog.
Yeah.
You could have gotten at least one.
Eight appearances, didn't get one ring.
Not one. That's rough, man.
I feel like the Lakers should have sent him one. Like, you were part of the
squad. You brought, nowadays, you would.
Nowadays, you would.
You don't have to, like, you know, Anderson Barajal gets, like, two because he was just on one team that lost, you know?
Yeah, that's true.
It's ridiculous.
And that's a good point.
Elgin Baylor deserves one to just be an Elgin Baylor at this point, you know?
Absolute legend. So we want to pay our respects and just say rest in peace. Sad news. But we'll keep it moving to happier news because it is tourney time, baby. I didn't realize how much I missed the NCAA tournament until it came back this year. And obviously it's different. We don't have our typical blue bloods at the top, right? We don't have the Kentucky or the Dukes at the one seeds and all that. But nevertheless, it's been an exciting tournament so far. And I would say Oral Roberts is probably the story of the tourney so far.
I was going to say, usually it says March Madness, but for me, this is like March predictability for me at this point. The way that my bracket's going, everyone's saying brackets are busted. I'm riding high right now, boys. Okay? If you're listening to the pod last week, you all should have taken my advice. I know what I'm talking about. Oral Roberts for the victory, okay?
Really?
Who doesn't love Oral in their life, okay? Now, as we go down this road, I want to say I should have had a little bit better points in there because I know I'm going to say everyone says, oh, I meant to pick this squad, but it didn't happen, but I legitimately meant to pick Abilene Christian. Now, the reason why I said this is because I was picking all the Christian universities.
Okay.
Like, yo, you got the Lord on your side, you should get at least one victory in there,
that's
you know?
That's
God
fair.
Can give you at least one victory.
Yeah.
Push you over to home.
So I did. I picked Grand Canyon State, Grand Canyon University. They lost, but, you know, you had to pick them. The Lord's on their side, but he wasn't on their side that day. And then Oral Roberts being a Christian university as well, also having the fact that three of my cousins all went there, graduated from there, been on that campus before.
Huh.
So I was like, I've got to pick them. Plus, Golden Eagles, you know, that's better than who are they playing? Whatever, better mascot, you know, so a lot of reasons to go down that road. So I meant to pick Abilene Christian, but I think fat fingers or something. I did something, but I somehow got Texas in there. I was like, I knew I picked Abilene Christian because I was in the Lord's world, you know?
There you go. All power to you.
Yeah, it's been working out for you so far.
Yeah, I mean,
far.
The one that I didn't go for was Loyal Chicago, just because they had a nun on their side, I know, and I'm very vehemently against this nun. She doesn't deserve any. She's just a nun. She's a nun, okay?
Her name's Jean. And we know how you feel about that.
I'm just saying, I was setting you up for this moment right now. No good Jeans out there other than the genie in the bottle, I kept wanting to say, which actually, good one too. Genie in the bottle. You're either in a bottle, a lamp, or you're a genie bus.
Okay.
All right.
Tell me about this $100 that turned into $100K for the Oregon win.
Oregon win? No, it wasn't.
Was
Oregon.
It Oral Roberts?
Oh,
Someone bet $100 for them to win their region. That $100 turned into $100,000.
Well, have they won their region?
I think so, right? Yeah.
Isn't your region going to Final Four? Yeah, that means reading your region.
Yeah.
They haven't won the region yet.
Yeah, because there's the West and all that.
That's why it's 100K. That's like a huge.
Probably read it wrong then.
All right.
Yeah. Did they actually win the money?
My bad.
They actually turned that money into.
I just saw the ticket on Bleacher Report betting site. So I was like, damn.
All right, so fake news. There you have it.
I mean, if you did pick Oral Roberts in the tourney, you did make some money, though, because their odds were, like, I think, plus 950 or something.
I think it was higher than that, but
I don't know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Well, the Pac-12's dominating the tourney.
They're 7-0.
Yeah. That's crazy. Yeah.
Nuts, right?
And the Big Ten is doing awful.
Yeah.
The complete opposite.
Like, Michigan's their last hope right now.
It's Michigan and Maryland, right? Or no?
Is Maryland still in it?
Yeah, Maryland's
still
in it.
Yeah.
So that's how much we know about this sports thing.
Well, and I thought Maryland was still in the ACC, so it's all confusing to me.
Isn't Rutgers technically Big Ten?
Yeah, they're Big Ten.
Okay, so they're still in it, too.
They lost to, I think they lost yesterday by 2 points.
Yep.
Yeah.
Was it Washington State they lost to? No. Houston.
Houston.
They lost to Houston.
Yeah, that's right. They almost clawed out Houston. That was a close game. That's why I'm thinking of it, because I was like, there. Yeah. But to come up, that was a big one. Oregon State. That's
Oregon
a team
State's
right
now.
They're rolling right now.
Yeah.
And Oregon, too.
Oh, yeah, that was a good win by them today over Iowa.
They blew them out.
That was huge, yeah.
Yeah, blew them out.
Yeah.
Tell me about this bettor who bet $10 on a 10-team parlay for $33,000.
Yeah, I just saw the video right before I came here. Dude hit a 10-teamer, I think, with only two favorites in the whole 10 teams. Everybody else was an underdog. And, yeah, dude, 10-team, $10 into $33,000. It's unreal.
What a come up.
It's unheard of.
Like, I honestly hate telling these stories because it makes you think, like, I could do that.
No, it makes everyone think
you're not
going to
do that. Like, that never happens.
Take it from a bettor. It never happens. Like, a 4 or 5 team parlay
is hard enough.
That's insane.
Yeah.
It's unreal. Like, I think the highest I've hit is, I think, is a 4-teamer for like $10.
Yeah.
For like $300.
Yeah.
You know, but that was unreal, though.
That's crazy. Yeah.
You're a real slut if you go for more than four, you know?
Hey, well, shouts to that individual. They probably came up big time.
I mean, you're a glutton for punishment doing that many, you know? Like, it's just every single time, like, each game just gets exponentially more insane for you.
Well, yeah, and it's probably just one of those situations that he asks his wife or his girlfriend, oh, who do you like between these two mascots? Pick teams, and then, hey,
like
I
said, best bracket I've ever picked, less amount of information I've ever known about any of the schools.
Huh.
So I went in there blind, as blind as one could be.
Mm-hmm. Well, God was leading you.
Yes, there we go. I was led by faith.
That's true. Speaking of brackets, Riley's makes it to the Elite Eight in the Barstool College Bar Tourney. Make sure you go on Twitter, hashtag Riley's Best Bar. They got the number one seed in the West, and they are keeping it rolling after fighting off, it was Colorado State, I believe.
Yeah, that was straight hating on them.
Yeah, Colorado State was throwing all sorts of shade on social media.
They've all been. We faced Boise beforehand. Boise State, they came at us hard, too. Uh-huh. Like, I mean, everyone's trying to come out because we're a D2 school, but it's like...
Yeah, but why is everyone taking this so serious? Yeah, someone was like, yeah, we name your NFL alums, and it was like, this has nothing to do with athletics.
That's why we don't have NFL alums, because we're drinking all the time. That's why we're D2 school. We can't get legitimate college athletes here because we're going to degenerate. We're going to bring them down to our level and just, you know, live in the gutters over here in Chico. That's what we do, you know?
Listen, if there was scholarships given out for drinking, Chico State would be a one seed with 5-star recruits every year. So there you have it, Colorado State. And that's why you got sent home.
I mean, I feel like at this point in time, I don't see it that impossible that we're going to have like legitimate drinking teams at colleges in like the near like decade plus. I could see that.
No, that'll get canceled too. So
I'm just saying. We're just giving everyone's freedoms now, you know, and taking them away at the same time.
Like a real-life beer fest situation?
Yeah. Like a legit. Like
that would be awesome.
Cool.
Schools would never get behind it.
No, they wouldn't, but like, I would watch that.
College bars should do something like that.
Yeah.
They should get together.
If someone starts doing that, I'm suing you because I just trademarked this right now. I need to come up with a killer name for it before I can really put my stamp on it.
But there's an entire movie about this.
Yeah, but that's countries.
Yeah. Yeah, that's his.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, I see now. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Fair enough.
Very different, okay? Like, completely different. We're talking apples and oranges here, okay? And those oranges look very much like apples.
Every week I throw out at you guys Lakers update. And this week, man, the news has not been great for you guys.
No.
I think that's why you like bringing it up right now. You're not bringing up the good news. You're just saying, hey, when the Lakers are bad, now I can talk about them.
But
which
Lakers
I appreciate.
Have been good. The Lakers have been good.
Yeah, we haven't talked about them the entire time until they've gotten Anthony Davis is out. Oh, now LeBron, he's gone too.
Well, what do you want me to say when they're good? Hey, Lakers are good, moving on?
Yeah, I mean, that would be nice, you know?
Don't get mad at
me. I have to do this.
You're the person
you're
who didn't even care that the Lakers won the championship.
I just said I appreciate you for bringing us down into this realm because you have to bask in LeBron when he goes down because you know that I love to do that.
Yeah.
I don't like seeing it now because, you know, I don't want to see Lakers not win, but it's just because they have nobody.
We have no. I mean, yeah. We
Caruso
have no
is going to be the dude.
Caruso, KCP, Kuzma.
Again,
Kuzma needs a step up.
KCP is the biggest waste of the greatest last name out there. Of a double last name, you have a double last name. You wasted it.
He's playing decent this year.
He's finally maybe earning it. Maybe.
Well, yeah, finally. That's what I'm saying. Like, his 3-point shot has improved dramatically this season.
It's like every game I watch, though, I wish we got rid of Kuzma and kept Ingram.
Yeah, me and you both. Yeah. I think every Laker fan out there.
I was there from the get-go, too. I always thought Ingram's upside was way bigger than Kuzma's. Sure. And they just got hyped on him because he had one decent season. Exactly. It's like, whoa.
And then Kuzma.
Yeah, but the Pelicans weren't going to take Kuzma and Lonzo Ball. Yeah.
No, they said they would have done either or.
It was going to be either or.
It would have been.
Really? I'd be mad if I were you guys.
It would have been like they said, okay, well, we got to get two of the three at least. I'm pretty sure Ball was one of the ones they had.
I would like to see Kuzma playing in a different city with that Hollywood tattoo that he has.
I feel like it's always dangerous unless you're actually from that area.
City, yeah, but he's not, right?
I don't think,
No, he went, where's he from?
He went to Utah, so you can't be anywhere that good in L.A., you know? Right, you're going to end up in Utah, you know? Like, seriously.
He was born in Flint, Michigan.
There we go. Flint actually got some sense. I mean,
those are ballers right there. That's Michigan State hometown.
We just talked about the Flintstones the other week.
So he's not a Flintstone, though.
No, he's not. No. He's way too young to be a Flintstone.
He might have had some bad water, though, growing up, so we have to give him a little bit of...
And he went to high school in Utah, so, yeah, you know, he's not an L.A. kid, why do you have a Hollywood tattoo?
That's I feel like I'm not... That's a little cultural appropriation on my life right there, man. That's L.A. You're not there, man. No, sorry. That's my culture you're appropriating. Los Angelonians.
You know, we've...
Los Angelonians?
What? That's a good word. I'm going to start using that.
What do we call people for... What are we called? What am I called now? A Los Angelin?
An angel?
An angel. Oh.
I'm not an angel, but I'll take it.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, I don't know.
That's a good question.
Los Angelino. That's what it is. Los Angelino. That's what it is. No. Yeah.
I don't think that's it.
No, I'm pretty sure because we got the Latino influence in there. So
is it Los Angelina if you're a woman?
No, we're just all males over there.
No, okay.
It's dude central, okay? Yeah.
Oh, man.
You can't identify as anything else in Los Angeles as so Los Angelino.
Well, LeBron goes down, like I mentioned at the top of this segment. And obviously this is... not great news.
All right, Angelino. Aaron said it. We're Angelinos.
Angelinos.
Not Los Angelinos. So, Aaron.
It sounds like a just pizza Angelinos. Joint, dude. It does. Angelinos sounds like a bomb pizza
Yeah,
joint.
Right?
Actually,
Angelinos. Yeah. that sauce there is fire, dog.
That actually sounds really good.
Yeah. Water.
But LeBron goes down, and this is kind of crazy because we've only seen him miss significant time, twice in 2015 and 2019? So... It was a freak injury that happened with his high ankle sprain, got rolled up on, came back, hit a wide open three, and then went out of the game. And they said he is out indefinitely.
Yeah, so, those things take like 3 to 4 weeks to heal.
Yeah.
Especially when you say ankles. Yeah. Yeah. High ankles are always like the scary ones. Yep. You know?
And then he could seriously come back within 10 minutes and re-injure that bad boy.
Yeah. So. Or it's LeBron and he could come back in a week and I also wouldn't be surprised because...
He'd probably just like shoot some stem cells in there or something.
Yeah. True. Went to Germany real quick.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, boom. Quick trip over there.
Yeah. That wouldn't be a bad move. Remember when he took time off just to go chill in Miami and all of a sudden he came back and looked like a different player?
Yeah.
He needs to do one of those again, you know? Not saying he took anything. Just saying things were drastically different when he came back.
And Blow doesn't do that to you.
Okay. LaMelo Ball also went down for the rest of the season. LaMelo putting on a hell of a rookie campaign. I started the offseason by saying I thought he had the biggest draft bust potential, and boy was I wrong.
Played opposite.
Yeah, I was with you on that train, actually.
Yeah, I thought he was... I didn't know if he was going to be a bust, but I thought his floor was a lot lower than any of the other... The other two guys we're talking about.
I think from the get-go, a lot of people were saying that he was the best of the three of them.
Yeah.
That they were the one they're most excited about. So, I mean, I think we were a little disappointed in what Lonzo kind of turned out to be. Mm-hmm. Like, especially with the way the Lakers hyped him up and taking him over Tatum.
Even Kobe came out and said that. I was like, what are you guys doing, dude?
That's Kobe's guy right there. I know. You know? Tatum. But, you know.
It is what it is, right?
You could add Tatum. Oh, well.
Made him number two pick in the draft.
I know.
Yep.
And I was a huge Lonzo fan until he didn't do anything. So.
Typical.
Yeah. I'm your fan until you're nothing. You're doing nothing for me right now. Okay, and you're gone.
So you guys have heard this story, I'm assuming by now, with Steve Kerr coming out and essentially saying that he enjoyed last year winning 15 games than the previous season going to the finals with KD. One, do you believe Steve Kerr?
Not one chance.
I mean, they weren't in the bubble, right?
They were not.
That's why he liked it, because he got like extra time off. He's like, yeah, this is like summer vacation. Awesome, you know? It's like summer vacation started at spring break. You're like, yeah, this is a great year. I'll take 15 wins anytime if I can do this.
Plus, he's probably just talking about how much more of a struggle it was for him to coach that team.
Yeah.
Compared to KD, Clay, and Steph, because he will just be like, all right.
Well, yeah, I mean, remember, he wasn't even there, and they won 27 straight.
Well, that's right.
He had the back surgery, and Luke Walton was coaching, and they still won 27 straight to start the season. But, of course, KD had to respond and say this is ridiculous. But that's not really what I want to talk about. We all know KD gets in his feelings and pays way too much attention to what's being said about him. I did want to talk about the conundrum we find Kevin Durant in, a conundrum of his own making. He left the Warriors mainly because the Warriors were never going to be his team, right? He went there seeking validation. I'm never considered the best player in the league. Let me go get a couple chips. Let me go beat the best player in the league. And I'll get all this shine. And what ended up happening is not that. It still was Steph Curry's team. And no matter how many finals MVPs KD would eventually end up winning, which was two, still couldn't really dethrone Steph, even though Steph acquiesced to KD coming there and said, hey, this is your team too now. In the eyes of fans and media and all that, it was always Steph's team. So KD goes to start his own team, right? Goes to Brooklyn and gets Kyrie to come out there. Obviously, they make the trade for Harden now. And so it's like, all right, well, who gets all the credit? And then KD goes out, and the Nets don't miss a beat. The Nets are rolling right now. Mm-hmm. And now KD is just like window dressing, not even necessary to be there.
Just hanging out.
And so he could win another couple titles and another couple finals MVPs. And I still think the validation he's seeking, he will not get. And it's just kind of interesting that the best thing he could have done for his career, for this validation, is stay in OKC.
I mean, the best thing he could have done is, yeah, exactly. I thought you were going to say stay in Golden State, but yes, OKC, 100%. So that's what he should have done. He misread his path completely.
Yeah.
How to become, because he was chasing the wrong thing as opposed to, if he was chasing love, that's what he's chasing ultimately. He's chasing like the love of the people.
Yeah.
You went about that the wrong way. You chased love by like whoring yourself out. You're like, I'm going to sleep with as many people as I possibly can and find love. That's not how you find love, people. If you want to find love, you got to find that one person and build on it. It takes time, effort.
Well,
you know? And he didn't want to do that at OKC.
And the interesting kind of thing here is KD going into this, when he went to the Warriors, obviously, yes, he was seeking that love, that validation. Didn't get it there. And the funny thing about it is it had nothing to do with him. This all happened when everyone started saying that Steph was possibly the best player in the league. And then LeBron in the finals proved, absolutely not, I'm still the king of this. And basically, media and fans alike just threw up their hands. They're like, yeah, let's not question LeBron ever again. Yeah. He's the greatest ever. Even though KD's better scorer and, you know, an all-time great, he'll never get that validation. I just think it's kind of interesting that he went to Brooklyn to go do this on his own with Kyrie, and then now they brought in
James Harden.
Here's the other thing, too, about KD. I don't think he'll get that love. He's just not that pretty, you know? Like, LeBron, pretty. Steph Curry, pretty.
Wait, do you think LeBron is pretty?
I mean, without the receding hairline, he's still he's like a good look. He's beefy. He's like a strength. Like a He's like what you would expect, your physical specimen. KD is like, he's scrawny. He's skinny.
I see what you're saying. Okay.
He's a slim reaper. Gotcha. Okay. You know? Like, no doubt, respect the skill. It's crazy. But he's just like, he's not pretty. You know,
okay. All right.
And like very superficial and shallow of me, but that's where I live. You know, don't have to worry about drowning in the shallows.
Okay, well, we'll get to these other NBA topics maybe at the back end of the show if we have time. We'll see. But it is time, ladies and gentlemen, for the TBP Hall of Fame. If you're unfamiliar, each week we throw out nominations to elect to our very, very exclusive TBP Hall of Fame. And last week, mashed potatoes won.
Are you kidding me?
Victory, baby.
No,
yeah,
dude, I mean, it was a close run. You got a chance. Cheesecake was up there. We had people asking us about it. It was a tough decision they had to make, but you know that's what we like to do here. We make you pick those tough ones.
Dude, I'm gonna start paying people just to take my picks because this is getting out of hand.
Yeah, it's been a tough go at it for you.
I mean, you have one more chance with Mothers. Mother's already made two entries into it, so you know.
I would wait until Mother's Day.
Yeah, wait till they're really in their feelings about the moms. You know,
I have a good one in my mind right now.
Yeah, well, I'm just to let you know, I'm going to one up you when you do Mother's. I'm going to do Grandma's. All right, let's do it. TBP Hall of Fame.
Not a game.
Oops, that's not it. That's it.
A place reserved for unquestionable greatness. A title worthy for only the very elite. A prize many will vie for, but only one will win. Each week, this is the TBP Hall of Fame.
That's right, TBP Hall of Fame. Derek gets to go last because he's victorious once again.
Dude, that's back to back for me, right?
Yeah,
now.
It is, dude. Back to back chips.
I think we went back to back in the finals.
Did we?
2 weeks ago.
Yeah,
we did.
So I'm going to start it off. I'm going to go with an American classic. Ooh. I've noticed a recent trend with our picks and what's winning, so I'm going to obviously hop on that bandwagon. Going with an American classic here, fried chicken, baby.
That kind of ruins like where I was going down the road, but okay. All right.
My nomination this week is pork belly.
Pork belly. Oh, wow.
Okay.
I guess we're just doing food.
That's where everyone's going right now.
Pork belly loves me. Let's go.
Pork belly. Okay, well, you know, I'm going to change it up right now. I'm not going to go with something you can eat, but it's something that provides me almost as much satisfaction as food.
Okay.
I'm going with a 65 Mustang Fastback.
Wow. Hey,
that's awesome. Yeah.
That's a great selection.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Classic car. Grew up with a dad who loved his Mustangs, especially the Fastbacks, and has always been an iconic thing in my life. Okay. So a Fastback Mustang from the 60s. Anything, I'll say any 60s, once it gets packed like 68, 69, they get a little bit too big for me, a little bit too fat. I like them a little slimmer, you know what I'm saying? It's a little lean, you know? So Fastback Mustang.
Yeah. All right. Will, you got one?
Yeah, I mean, first time going at this, but I'm going to have to say Jordan 1s.
Okay.
Yeah.
I absolutely love them.
Classic.
Yeah, you can't go wrong with the Jordan 1s. And you know what? I got had a couple people reach out to me recently about kicks and saying, you know, they like them, but they haven't never really got into them. That's one shoe that anyone can rock.
At all times.
Yeah.
So you it can goes get, with like, everything. The mediums and the lows. And the lows, you can just, they go with everything.
And they go with everything. So if you want to start your own personal Jordan collection, I highly recommend. Start with the first ones. Classic look. Can't go wrong. They're not too aggressive. So
is Payless Shoe still around?
No. They went out of business a year or two ago. Okay. Yeah.
You can't find Jordans there, guys.
No,
you absolutely cannot. However, pro tip, TJ Maxx every now and then does have some fresh J's.
There you go.
It's so, kind of crazy.
TBP Hall of Fame, hop on our Instagram.
Yep.
Place your vote. You've got fried chicken, pork belly, Jordan 1s, and what was mine? Fastback Mustang. So forgettable. Well, the Fastback Mustang. There you go. It'll be on the story starting tomorrow. You can place your votes. Get them in quick, y'all. Make sure you put your stamp on our show right here. We want to hear from you.
Pork belly, let's go.
Who are you going to pay? I mean, if you pay me, I'll vote for you if you pay for me. Like, my vote is up for grabs, 100%.
Right. You got mine. I'll buy you a shot tonight. How about that?
I'll vote for pork belly.
Let's go.
Right. Hey, that was
insider trading right now. We allow it here at TV. No rules.
Everything goes here, guys.
This is FM 90.1 KZFR, Chico, California, people-powered community radio for the Sacramento Valley, the foothills, and beyond. Want to shout out some of our underwriters. Talking About Practice is made possible by the generous contributions of KZFR supporters and by Pullen Cyclery, providing self-propelled transportation and non-polluting Recreation. Pullins has been serving the Chico community since 1918 at 801 Main Street in downtown Chico, and they can be reached at 342-1055. All right. There you have it. I was going to do a Beats Business and Life section, but I think I'm going to save it for next week because my life hack, I don't know that I'm... I want to do a little more research before
not,
I...
Not quite hack-worthy yet, you know?
I don't know if it's quite illegal or legal, so okay. I need to kind of look into it.
You don't want to like tell people how to build a ammonia or something, you know? Or mustard gas, accidentally.
What is this, Fight Club, man?
Yeah.
Well, I'm just saying, like, sometimes you put out, like, cleaning tips, and sometimes you make a deadly gas that kills people.
You need some soap and some sawdust and you have dynamite.
So you mix ammonia and phosphate? Is that what it is or something like that?
I don't know.
I'm pretty sure that's mustard. I'm pretty sure that's mustard gas.
Well, there you go, that's
We're not telling... Wow, am I... There you go, y'all.
I know this stuff.
All right. For all your tips about making your own mustard gas or ammonia, hit up this creep.
Right here, guys. I could be what's his name from Breaking Bad, but for mustard gas instead of meth.
Heisenberg,
thank you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. Well, let's do it. Let's get to everyone's favorite part of the show. The news! The news!
When news breaks in the tri-state area or the world...
Breaking news. Derek Isamaki has breaking news.
Well, that's right, y'all. Time for the news. It's getting to that time right now where you're seeing, especially here in Chico, we're seeing it open up a little bit. It's nice. It's a good feeling, you know? It was a dreary world when there's no life in the streets, you know? Now, some of that life is spreading throughout all the great state of California. And it's reaching the theme park world. And I'm looking at you, Magic Mountain. Woohoo! Coming back open April 1st.
Nice.
Being from L.A., I had sisters, all three of my sisters, all worked at Magic Mountain. And it was about 15-minute drive for me. I pretty much got to a point in time. No, I didn't pretty much. I did get to a point in time where I never had to pay for any time going anytime I wanted to go there. That's, and I never had to wait in any line.
That's probably the coolest thing
ever. That's the most clutch.
Oh, my God. Like I can never stand in a line again. Like, there is no ride out there that's worthy of me standing in a line because so I've been spoiled rotten.
2 hours just to be on one ride?
Come on. Like, for a minute and 45
and I
just, seconds.
I walk up the exit. I do my thing, and I'm walking out, and I'm just like, you know, it's beautiful. And the great thing is, I still have that connection there.
What?
Not I have it. I do have it, because it's through my sister, my sister still has a connection there. She got to a point where she was always, like, running the entire park. Like,
really?
She was, like, that high up in there. She still has knows the people that actually are moved up and actually are running
still
the park.
There,
so she's, so I'm locked and loaded. I can't wait for it. But the thing that is, I thought that was hilarious, is that there are guidelines, obviously, for parks to be open. The distancing, wearing the mask, cleaning and whatnot. Now, one caveat they're having, no screaming. So,
I swallow those screams, y'all.
You cannot be screaming on your ride.
This is real? Oh, my God.
They don't want you screaming out there.
What
so
are you supposed to do? Hold it in?
I guess so.
Are they going to stop the ride in mid...
You're out. They're just going to eject your seat out of you the moment you start screaming like, that's 12B. He's out. Yo, he's screaming. Took his mask off. All right, ejected. Boom. Lap bar just comes out. You just fall out of the ride. Boom. All right.
It was nice knowing you, Billy.
Final Fantasy 12.
Then we don't have to run the screaming anymore.
Or Final Destination.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Oh, man. That's a terrible movie.
Yeah.
I mean, no. I say terrible as in, like, you cannot be behind a truck with logs in it anymore.
No.
Like, never again.
Never
for you.
Again. Ever again.
Nope. Or put my hand down a drain with a garbage disposal.
Yeah, right.
That's never happening either.
You're like, I'm unplugging this.
Yeah. Now, I will say, not having a garbage disposal in my life, worst thing in the world. Like, I had to debate, like, the household amenities I want the most. I mean, a washer and dryer is up there for sure. Like, I really miss
crucial.
That. Yeah, but not having a garbage disposal where you have to, like, worry about what goes down your sink.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. It's the worst thing ever. I hate having to worry
about
that.
Yeah.
And you have to, like, clean up the gunk and stuff. And it's like, I know, like, that's food and, like, I was just eating it. And, like,
but it's gross.
It looks disgusting now.
Yeah. Gross.
It's all soggy and, you know? Yeah. No.
Yeah.
So don't scream when you're on rides, y'all. Get yourself out there because the thrill capital of the world is waiting. I'm going to be there, like, for sure. Like, when I get a chance, we're going to make a trip. We're going to bring it down there. I'm down. And,
well, you better keep your mouth shut.
Yeah. Now, I'm someone who, again, who loves my roller coasters. I'm all about the thrills.
Oh, definitely.
Oh, man. I'm in that. I guess, is it what, like, only 10% of people, like, enjoy roller coasters or something like that? Is that what it
really?
Is?
Really?
What?
Is that no. It's got to be the other way around.
Only 10% of people don't?
Yeah.
I feel like it's more than that.
Yeah, I feel like you'd...
It's pretty low for 10%.
Yeah, 10%. I feel like 10%. I'm probably way underestimated right now. But either way, I know that there are more people that don't like roller coasters than do, though.
Fair enough. I could see that.
I mean, I used to be one of them. I used to be, like, terrified of falling off myself. I used to be terrified. Like, going upside down, I love big drops. Everything like that, the taller the better. But I couldn't go upside down when I was a kid. Like, I was terrified. Like, I'm going to fall out. Like, no, you're not, you dumbass.
The same way. The kids are stupid. Same way.
Okay? Like, we think stupid things. Okay, moving on to another thing that we like to do around here, drink. Now, this one's actually when you shouldn't be drinking. That's when you're driving. Don't be drinking and driving, y'all. This is what happens to an Oregon DUI suspect who had himself, who broke records out there, I want to say. So this guy is a record holder for the highest blood alcohol content recorded in the state.
Wow.
Guy crashed into a concrete barrier, a little hit and run accident. Was highly intoxicated, obviously, and had himself an alcohol level of 0.77.
What?
Wow.
How is that possible?
Wow.
I guess you drink a lot.
Yeah.
Well,
but the fact you're still alive...
That's
yes,
what I'm saying. How is he alive?
Don't know. So that made me a little researching. What's the highest blood alcohol content that's ever been recorded? So I found it. Got to go over to Europe right now where they can drink heavy.
Yeah.
So, I mean, your two places you're thinking of, right?
Germany.
Okay.
And Ireland.
Ireland, yeah.
Okay, all right. Maybe not those two places. Yeah. I was thinking crazy places that people drink. Russia.
Oh, okay.
Russia, or Poland. Vodka. Where they do, they're almost like Russians over there.
Yeah.
They're just crazier and happier. And, you know, I hear Poland's a fun little place.
Hmm.
But, guy had, a Polish man, had a blood alcohol content of 1.48.
Oh, damn. My Lord.
I just do not understand
his
that.
Stomach pumped in or what?
Now, he's saying, the doctor is saying that his brush with death, he obviously had a terrible accident that nearly killed him. Actually, I take it back. The accident did killing him. But what kept him alive during the actual accident was his drinking. Because he was so drunk and lucid and whatnot, mm-hmm. he didn't impact him. So if you're going to get into an accident, y'all, just be drunk beyond your
100%.
Just be blitzed out of your mind.
So don't drink and drive, but if you're going to crash your car, then be drunk, is what you're saying.
Yes.
Okay.
So
great
balancing
perfect
act.
Sense.
It's a fine balancing
sense,
act,
exactly.
But just find that line. Yeah, you got passengers in the back seat. There you go. You don't want to die on impact, just be blitzed, okay?
Yeah.
So that's what saved him was the alcohol, the doctors are saying. But obviously, the crash was so severe that he died from the injuries.
Well, clearly it didn't save him. It just prolonged his suffering.
Well, he would have died on impact had he not been
probably
drunk.
Sounds better.
That probably, yeah.
Yeah.
So I take it back, y'all. Just don't be drinking at all and just die right away, okay? It's a lot quicker death. Drinking is a very slow death. You're just drinking yourself to death? Like, that's awful.
Well, that
that's what we're doing every single day
painful.
Here, though.
Yeah,
you're doing it right now, Rudy.
Yeah.
That degeneracy you have in front of you.
Let's go, Michigan.
Now, I didn't see this on your rundown, but I know it needed to be talked about. So, one last news story. Cubs prospect.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Dude.
Yeah.
Wow.
21 pounds of meth.
Not
wow.
Pound, 21.
That's how you play baseball, y'all. Okay? Like, Mark McGwire, move over. Barry Bonds got nothing on me. I'm meffing it up.
Oh,
so,
man.
Dude got caught 21 pounds of meth. And I just wanted to talk about that. I just want to say that. Like, 21 pounds of meth, man. That's a lot.
It's insane.
Yeah.
It's a lot of meth.
Nothing to meth around with.
Nice.
There you go.
So, yeah, that's the news, y'all. Don't do drugs. And drink or drink or drive.
Drink or drive.
Unless you plan on getting an accident, then be blitzed. But don't be blitzed if you want to survive after the accident because you don't want to like have a prolonged life.
Anyway, each week we have the better Isimaki on with us. Even though you're not an Isimaki, I'm always going to say that. Aaron joins the show. Hello, Aaron.
How's it going, guys?
What's up?
So, Aaron, it's been a while. We have not talked hockey in quite a bit.
Puck yeah!
That's exactly why. Derek has ruined it. Like, he ruins everything that's good.
Fair enough. So, catch us up to speed. What is happening in the world of hockey right now?
Yeah, so we're right around the halfway mark. Obviously, some teams have played more more games than other because of the COVID protocols, which are still happening. I was trying to figure out how many games have been missed for COVID protocols, and I couldn't figure it out because it's so many. Like, 2 weeks in, 18 or 20 games had already been missed. So at this point, we're upwards of like 50 games.
Yeah.
They have been able to reschedule a lot of them. A lot of them have been made up already. And a lot of that has to do with the fact that they're only playing teams within their own conference. So if you're on the West, you're only playing teams in the West. So they have been able to make them up. But we will see what happens when it comes down to the end. But I was kind of hoping, maybe midway through the season it'll slow down, but, no dice. And a crazy turn of events, the Rangers actually played today with no coaches. Their coaches were out due to COVID protocols. The Rangers ended up winning, by a crazy amount. And so I kind of think that maybe they don't need coaches anymore, but that's just me.
Four to three. Is that correct?
I think they won like 9-1 or something. Like 9-0 or nothing.
They're playing right now, so that's confusing.
This is a couple of days ago.
That might have been 2 days ago. My bad.
No worries.
And then teams on top. The Lightning's still on top. Tampa Bay has been playing great. Same with Vegas, although their goalie, Marc-Andre Fleury, just went out on COVID protocols. Normally, they only have to be out for a couple days, so hopefully they'll have him back. And I know that Derek doesn't really like to hear this because he thinks I'm being biased, but it's my segment. The Avs are looking great, guys. They've got real potential. Their best player, Nathan MacKinnon, has played phenomenal. 4 goals in the last 5 games. And I think something that the Avs had really struggled with in the last few years is consistency. They've really struggled to stay, with great players and good goaltending, and their goalie's been great, and Nathan MacKinnon is looking hot. So I'm optimistic.
You mentioned, I believe you mentioned Tampa Bay already, obviously off to a great start and defending champs here. But another Florida team, the Panthers, are playing really well as well. They're only 4 points back of Tampa Bay. Have you got to watch it much of the Panthers this year?
Yeah, they're playing pretty good too, which bodes great for them because they're in the same league as Tampa Bay, which means that they're playing one of the best teams in the league. They have beat them a couple times. It's great for them. The problem is, you have to be one of the top 4. So they're number 2 in their, little bubble right now. And I guess it's just that Florida high right now.
Yeah, apparently. They opened the state up and those teams are just on fire. So I wanted to ask you, your brother here just did a news story about Jesus Camargo Corrales, the Cubs prospect that was busted with OxyContin and 21 pounds of meth. And basically his excuse was someone came to him and offered him $25,000 to drive a bag to Colorado. So my question to you, Aaron, is how much would someone need to offer you to drive a bag, contents of which you're not completely sure, into another state?
Man, $25,000 is not it. At least $1 million?
Yeah, it's got to be life-changing money, right? Yeah. Like, you got to be able to at least purchase a house. Like, you can't even buy a Civic for $25,000, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
$25,000 all at once is still good money, but this guy is a prospect, so it's not like he doesn't have at least the opportunity to make some good money. I think you're right. I think it would have to start in the 7 figures range. You have to be able to purchase something, or at the very least be able to afford a really, really good lawyer if you get caught. So
hopefully he's a good enough ball player, because he's obviously a terrible drug mule. So got caught, my man.
Aaron, thank you as always. We will chat with you again next week.
Sounds good. Talk to you later, guys.
All right, later, Aaron.
Later.
That was Aaron, our foreign correspondent. You can catch her right here again next week. Let's do foot and mouth, and then we'll do the Deshaun talk, because I want to keep this on an upward swing before we get into the yucky stuff.
We talking about?
Oh, that's not it. Sorry.
Wow, you really are. You really like that one, don't you?
It's time we take a deep dive into the world of soccer with the man responsible for such flashes of brilliance as
39 was last year, and he could barely throw a ball out at a barnside.
It's time for Derek Izumaki's Foot in Mouth. No!
Woo! Now, for those of you out there that are true football heads, Foot and Mouth Podcast did just drop earlier this morning, so you can catch a full-on Foot and Mouth, because we're just going to give you the basics, go a little gloss over right now. The important stuff you need to know about. Stuff we weren't able to get to.
Most important. Will apparently looked like a Guido yesterday.
Yes.
Yeah, full on. I didn't even know, and then we were just...
It was a natural progression for him, you know? It's very fitting, you know?
Apparently he's been watching a lot of Sopranos.
Yeah,
Nah,
but I had like a black polo and like... I cleaned up a little bit, let's just say, and I was in my Italian feels.
No.
Let's just say like he legit looked like he could have been going out to the clubs with the Jersey Shore crew. Gosh. Without the tan, though. You know?
Gosh, yeah. That's
but his laundry was done, so it was great. Fair enough.
Actually, I just finished it today.
There you see another thing that I've said.
And I went to the gym, too.
Do you? Well, did you stand outside and get a little tan going at all?
I actually did stand outside.
Wow.
GTL,
all right.
Bro. GTL.
Wow.
I don't know what's going on the past few days, but it's like, what are you talking about?
That lack of douchebag comment on the pod is actually coming back to bite you in the ass right now, I feel, because I just felt a little hint of douchey.
Yeah?
Just a smidge.
I can't wait to go to the Magic Mountain so you don't say anything. Sit there in silence. Like, shut up. Don't be excited.
I can't scream at all. Well, you can't scream, Chelsea fans, because your champions in draw.
Let's go, baby.
Oh, my goodness.
Let's go.
You got the easiest one out
there. Hey, dude, every year we get, you know, Byron or Man
true.
City.
True. You got in PSG as well. Yeah.
True.
Finally, we get a... Sorry.
So we had 8 squads coming into this, the quarterfinal. In the quarterfinal, we had Bayern Munich, Man City, Borussia Dortmund, PSG, Real Madrid, Liverpool, Porto, and Chelsea. Now, some of those are not like the other.
True.
Porto is unfortunately the odd man out. But, shouts to them. They did some work against the Juventus squad that, as to Will's bewilderment, is rough. So, keep pushing. Chelsea got themselves a lucky draw.
We did.
They got the lucky draw, and they're on the lucky side of the draw, too, because they have next to them Real Madrid versus Liverpool. So, Liverpool, you might be able to have a chance, but your season has been a wash.
It's been done.
It's done, yeah. Real Madrid they should be able to get to the final, yeah. But this Chelsea squad, if they play up to the true potential.
Let's see.
It can be fun.
Yeah.
It can be fun. But where things get interesting, where they get really spicy, is the other side of the table, because you have just... a Bayern PSG, a rematch of last year's Champions League final in the quarterfinal here. Other side, you have Man City versus Borussia Dortmund. That's a fun matchup. Seeing Haaland mixing with Man City.
Yeah.
Possibilities are endless there.
Yeah.
But for some reason, once again, the draw that they have done, Champions League people have done, they make it so that the semifinal that everyone would love to see as a final, that Bayern Munich Man City, that matchup is spicy.
They're not playing each other.
They're not, but that's a potential semifinal.
Oh, yeah.
So,
that'll be the final.
That side is the very heavily weighted versus the other side. And the way they say it's random, but there's something.
It's been fixed every year.
Yeah, like we were saying yesterday, man, you know they're putting like a little bit of weight in those two.
They know how each ball weighs, okay? Yeah, they've rubbed those hands on those balls on thoroughly, and they know how to, which ones.
I mean,
it's
FIFA.
Yeah.
So.
FIFA.
You know.
I mean, the man Sepp Blatter was like reigning supreme. He was like...
Supreme
leader, honestly, in the world.
Like, I am the president of everybody.
Get over it. we should just have that one as a soundbite from here on out.
We really should.
Yeah, that's a good one.
But he's gone now. But FIFA still is FIFA.
Correct.
So they're still going to try to make the best thing.
The World Cup's in Qatar in December.
Yeah, that's unheard of.
Qatar, man. I've been there. You know how hot it is? It's unbearable. It feels like someone's got a blow dryer in your face every time you're walking, dude. It's just like full blast, dude, high in your mouth.
Yeah. That doesn't sound like fun.
Oh, yeah, it was great.
Imagine playing football in that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, they're not actually. They're going to have like these crazy indoor stadiums and whatnot that they've used slave labor to build up. But yeah, that's beside the point.
Hundreds of people right there. RIP to all those people.
Right. FIFA, just once again, just get it done. We don't care how many lives are crushed by it. I'm the president of everybody. So, tough day out there for... It's going to be tough for club fans out there because we're on international break. International break, we've been so used to football just left and right. Every single day you can wake up and there's a game going on. That's not going to happen for you. You're just going to have to wait a little bit before it picks up again. Because, like I said, international break is happening. So we have some World Cup qualifications going on. And we were saying, World Cup qualifications, they're always rough out there. They're never that much fun unless you have a good matchup. But even then, they don't put the good teams in the same groups at all. They always try to separate it so you get the best possible World Cup finals. So don't worry, football heads. If you really are looking for something in there, I mean, you have a Belgium versus Wales match that's going to be happening on Wednesday, the 24th. And that one, it's not awful, but...
Hazard's out, though, right?
I believe he is. Yes.
Again?
He's
He's been dealing with injury.
He's got another injury.
He literally came back and then was right back out.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. And Zidane hates him. Obviously. Yeah. Zidane's like, you're dead to me right now. I'm surprised he hasn't shipped him off yet. I mean, you spend that much money on a guy, you have to find a way to put him in there.
Yeah.
Over 100 mil. I think it was 115 mil or something for the guy.
So 150 or something like that.
It's gonna be tough. I'm gonna be a little bit. It's going to be sad, I'm not going to lie, not having that coming up.
Yeah.
But don't worry, guys. Formula One starts up next week, too, so I got that to look forward to. I'm a big Formula One fan.
Me too.
If you want to look into it, Netflix just has their Drive to Survive series.
Great series.
Their new season just dropped season three just dropped today or last night or whatever, and it's of last season's
COVID and all that stuff.
Oh, nice.
It's all about last season. So,
I got to check that out.
Looking for something to get juiced up for Formula One. It's going to be a good one. That's a good series to get into it. So that's foot and mouth for y'all with a little racing.
Ain't no scary about Drake.
That too.
Ain't nothing scary about Drake. What is scary is what's going on with Deshaun Watson, though, huh? Eleven lawsuits now have been filed against him. For a variety of things. I don't have what the lawsuits are all in front of me, but essentially sexual harassment, sexual assault, things of that nature. And it seems like he really, allegedly, really enjoys himself a massage. Now, what I don't understand is, I never understand sexual assault or any of these things, but more, it's even more baffling to me when it's these incredibly wealthy athletes. Deshaun Watson's worth over $100 million. Yeah. Why are you harassing massage therapists? You can pay women to come over and massage you and do all of this above board by simply paying for a prostitute.
Yeah.
And you can live out your sexual fantasies. What are you doing? They're a team masseuse or massage therapist. There's no need to go out into the world and go harass these women.
Not to mention,
if the number of women allegedly
that would throw themselves at these guys is endless. You know, you don't need to like force yourself on the ones that don't want you because you just go over to the next one and she probably does. You know,
yeah. And to all those who are saying, you know, they're probably making it up. Okay, one, you don't know that any more than anyone else does, right? So, stop with that. As men, we need to be better. And the reason a lot of women don't come forward is because of people saying stuff like that, like they're making it up, they're looking for money. And if you look at the total that they're suing him for, it's not a whole lot of money. And beyond that, here's the deal. I was reading one of the statements, and it was basically saying that one of the therapists, he reached out to her on Instagram. That's a red flag right there.
Yeah.
As if you ain't got massage therapists in-house, right? why are you reaching out to these women? And she basically said that he asked that nobody be at the house when he comes over, and he was going to do a house call. So he showed up to her house, no one, made sure no one was there. She kind of thought that was weird, and then kind of was, you know, more or less forcing himself on her and trying to get her to perform, you know, different sexual acts. So not a great look, I'd say. Not a great look.
At the same point in time, you look at when these allegations are coming forward. They come forward at I don't want to say a prime time. But, an interesting time of when Deshaun Watson is trying to get out. And I believe there's a connection between the attorney that is representing these clients against Deshaun Watson and his connection with the Houston owner.
With the owner, right? Yeah.
They're neighbors, aren't they?
Are they?
They're friends. Yeah, they're friends, at least. They have a close connection. I'm pretty sure they live next to each other.
Oh, wow.
Proving that, which again,
well, it would be like a block apart. So you know what I mean.
That's true. Yeah, that's true.
Now, if he takes my advice of a neighbor, then he has no relationship to him whatsoever because your best neighbor is a high fence.
Yeah.
But in this type of world, right there, I'm not going to say not to believe the women at all, but at the same point in time, I'm not someone who says believe all women too, because tell that to Emmett Till. Okay. So
yikes.
Just say it.
Oh my God.
I'm just saying, you can't believe everybody, all right? Everyone lies, and lying doesn't break down to people what's between their legs, okay?
That was in poor taste, man. I don't really know what to do with that.
I'm just simply saying, there's obviously we have to look into everything behind it.
Sure.
You can't just make all the accusations just because people are throwing them out there and the time behind it. There's a lot of suspect things in there. Does that mean they're not telling the truth? I don't know. But we're just throwing it out, throwing everything out there. And I'm
the sheer volume of these complaints, though, I think is where, if you're Deshaun, you begin to lose some credibility. Mm-hmm. And Deshaun is someone who seemed to have built up a lot of goodwill over the years and have a pretty stellar reputation. But again, 11 different women all kind of accusing him of very similar things with very similar stories. It's not a good look.
No, not at all.
Nothing's looking good. No, of course not.
But we'll see. I mean, obviously Deshaun Watson is asking for a trade, says he won't report to camp, and losing a lot of leverage right now. And yes, if you want to go down the rabbit hole that Derek's talking, you could go one further and go all conspiracy theory. Because here's what no other owner in the NFL wants to have happen: to see Deshaun Watson get traded.
The guy who has owned the team that Deshaun Watson's on.
No, I'm talking about every owner. And here's why. Because they do not want to set a precedent for these players showing up and saying, hey, you know what?
I'm out.
It looks better over there. I just signed a 5-year deal. I mean, year one of five. Yeah, you know what? I'm not going to report. I'd rather go play somewhere else.
I like where you're going, man.
Yes.
There you go. So you could take it that way. That's where you could have taken it. I like where you took it.
And that's where we're going with it. So
deep dive. The deep state, y'all.
If you really want to be on your conspiracy theory, the lawyer and the owner came together at one of their dinners, one of their block parties.
I saw them sharing a steak.
You know what I'm saying? If you really want to take it down that way.
They had a little Lady and Tramp moment with some spaghetti.
All right, let's do some rapid fire real quick. Couple quick topics before we get out of here in the next minute and a half. The UFO report is set to be released here in a month, I believe, or so, by the U.S. government. Are you guys excited or terrified to hear what the government knows about UFOs?
I don't really care about it. I've heard enough on it. I don't think the government knows more than I do at this point. Mm. Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
They're probably just going to let you read whatever you want to read.
Yeah.
You know?
Probably. Yeah.
They don't even know what they know. That's the thing.
Yeah,
like,
that's true. Yeah. They have no... I mean, if they did, they would just be identified flying objects, and that's a totally different
thing. They don't know what they're talking about, man. They're unidentified. You don't even know if they're flying. Okay?
That's called a plane.
Yeah.
Right.
Or Superman.
Hey, UFOs exist, and we don't really know what to do about it, but here's the report.
No, like, I'm someone who definitely... I'm not saying I'm a conspiracy theorist, but I definitely like my dives when I find something interesting. UFOs are definitely interesting, and I've seen many takes from legitimate sources of legitimate, like, Air Force pilots seeing some crazy things.
Yep.
And I've also heard
logical explanations to what they saw, mm-hmm. as to what it not being a UFO too. So I've seen both sides of like, but I don't know. At this point in time, I don't really care. Yeah. It doesn't really matter. It doesn't affect me. It might. Either way, I can't control it, so I'm not going to worry about
it. Until there's like an official video of like an actual alien being alive that's being like held captive, that would be cool. But that's never going to happen.
That would be awesome. I mean, I'd like to meet one.
I don't think any alien would be held captive because we don't have the ability to hold them captive. I feel if we held them captive, they would come back and get their homeboy.
I don't know, man. This is all pretty scary. It's been a weird last year plus, and it's pretty scary.
Ain't nothing scary about Drake.
But ain't nothing scary about Drake. All right, that's going to do it for us. We'll be back next Monday. Make sure you tune in. We thank you for checking us out today. Will, thank you for dropping by,
always,
my friend.
Always.
Make sure you go check out the Foot and Mouth podcast. Check out the Talking About Practice podcast. It's been real. Peace.